的感恩季节，牧师要用这个信息和大家一起来思想，也来在我们的心里面得到鼓励。我们要看的是在路加福音的第十七章十一到第十九节这一段圣经。
Luke chapter 17。
我们一起来看这段圣经。
Let's read it together。
好，我们要一起同声的来念。好，那我要请念中文的连台语啊，连台语 in English 啊，你们可以都同时的来哈，我们一起来念这段经文。
Let's read it together.
OK， 路加福音十七章十一节来开始。
17:11 Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, a man had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance.
高声说
They called out in a loud voice,
Jesus,
Master,
have pity on us. 14, 耶稣看见
them, he said,
又对他们说
Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice.
已经好了
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan.
耶稣脚前感谢他这人是撒玛利亚人耶稣说
Were not all ten cleansed?
不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。”我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们再次来到你面前，恳求你赏给我们真理的圣灵。
Father, we come to you and we ask that your Holy Spirit be with us.
让我们今天早上能够明白听懂神你要向我们所说的话。
So that this morning we can understand the word that you are going to give us.
照亮我们的心眼。
To enlighten our heart.
让我们对你的话生命有感觉。
So that we have a feeling to your word.
并且愿意借着如此我们能够快跑来跟随你。
And through this we can chase after you.
我们真是感谢你。
We thank you, God.
在黑暗的人生，你的话就是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
In the darkness, your word is the lamp upon our feet.
使我们不致偏行己路。
So that we will not go astray.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们渴慕你。
We yearn after you, Lord.
也渴慕你赏给我们的真理。
And we yearn after the truth that you have given us.
叫我们能够讨你喜悦。
So that we can be pleasing to you.
行在你的心意上。
To walk in your faith.
特别在这感恩的圣日里。
And in this holy day,
我们恳求神，你真的是再一次的照着你的信实与我们以马内利的同在。
We ask that you be with us, Emmanuel.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们所看的这一段路加福音第十七章记载的这个故事。
Today we're looking at the Gospel of Luke chapter 17. There's a story.
这是有一次耶稣基督他经过了一个叫做撒玛利亚以及在加利利的一个边界的地方的小村。
Jesus was passing by a small village at the cross section of Samaria and Galilee.
在这样一个偏远的地方有收容了十个长大麻风的人。
In this faraway place there's 10 leprosies.
他们是被隔离的病人。
There were patients who were separated from the rest.
所以我要和大家首先要来看的。
So I'm going to be looking at this with you.
这里有一个情况
There's a situation here.
第一大点的哈
The first point that I'm going to make.
第十二节说
In verse 12 it says,
他们进入了耶稣进入了这个村子有十个长大麻风的迎面而来远远地站着
It says that Jesus saw 10 men who had leprosy met him and they stood at a distance.
这里说长大麻风的
Here it says people who have leprosy
远远地站着
They were standing at a distance.
为什么他们要远远地站着呢
Why are they standing at a distance?
因为麻风病是一种被这个一种叫做杆菌的感染在他身上的一个病
Because leprosy is a terrible disease, it's a viral disease
这个病毒呢会感染这个被这个病感染的生命开始有一些现象发生
And this virus will cause infection on people
就是他开始末梢的神经手脚末梢神经开始失去知觉
that you will lose your sense of touch on your peripheral nerves
并且鼻子耳朵眼睛嘴巴就开始溃烂
and your eyes your ears your nose will start to rot and
很难复原
It's very difficult to recover from this.
所以呢，他们呢，变成一个很丑陋的人。
And they become people who consider them ugly.
而且这些人呢，需要被隔离。
And they need to be isolated.
因为他们会传染人。
Because they will infect other people.
在主观上，他们也觉得很自卑。
And subjectively, they feel that they're inferior.
客观上，别人看他们也是。也恐避而不及的离开他们。
And objectively, other people want to stay away from them.
所以这群人是一群很可怜的人。
And they are miserable people.
这群人当然很希望能够得到医治。
And they yearn to be healed.
所以呢，这一天呢，他们听见有一个很有能力的人。
And this day they heard that there's a powerful person.
而且他是很有爱心的人。
A person who has plentiful love.
他们希望能够把这个他们的病呈到他面前，因为听说他各种疑难杂症，他都可以治疗。
And they want him to know that they have leprosy, so he can cure them.
所以我们看见他们怎么去接触耶稣呢
？And let's see how they approach Jesus here.
圣经就说呢，他们是远远的站着，然后高声的喊叫。
It says in the Bible that they stood at a distance and called out to Jesus.
十三节就说啊，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
In verse 13, it says here that Master, they called out to Jesus and said, Master, have pity on us.
没想到耶稣竟然听到了。
And Jesus heard that cry.
他们这样子的喊叫耶稣听到了。
Jesus heard their cries.
弟兄姐妹你喊叫过对耶稣喊叫过吗
?Have you ever cried out to Jesus before?
打从你的心里面深深的渴慕来呼叫耶稣吗
?Have you cried out from the depth of your heart to Jesus Christ?
所以呢，耶稣呢，立刻的跟他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司看。”
And Jesus said to them, "Go show your body to the priest."
圣经没有记载耶稣做任何医治行动。
It doesn't say in the Bible that he did any action to heal them.
只叫他们去给祭司看。
It just says here to he told them to show themselves to the priest.
果真祭司一检查，他们的病是得了医治。
And after the priest examined their bodies.They were healed.
他们已经可以恢复正常人的生活。
They can live a normal life.
我记得我十几年前还在 Cerritos 牧会的时候。
10 years ago, I was pastoring Cerritos.
有一天突然感觉我的手左手怎么麻麻的。
One day I felt my left hand is numb.
观察一两个礼拜还是麻麻的。
And after 2 weeks, it kept being numb.
我在想会不会我得了大麻风。
And I thought to myself, did I get leprosy?
心里面有一点紧张
，and I was worried，
所以就赶快去找医生看看。
So I went to see a doctor。
医生呢就叫我说，我给你一种特别的治疗方法。
And the doctor told me, let me try to heal you this way。
他的这个诊疗室里面有一桶看起来像是水，然后在冒烟。
And I see, he brought out a bowl of water that's smoking。
然后我就把手两手就伸进去
，and I put my two hands inside。
哇，真的好烫
！Oh, it was hot. The water was hot.
叫把手一会儿再拿出来
，and then he asked me to take out my hands。
我的手变成两只手套，原来那是一种热疗辣热疗法。
And I see that there were wax gloves on my hands because my hands were immersed in liquid wax。
所以每个礼拜去两次
，and two times。Per week, I went to see a doctor.
然后就看了大概两三个月之后
，and after 2 and 3 months,
我发现我的麻不但没好，还更麻。
I felt that my hand didn't get better, but got number.
所以后来我就跟我们的教会弟兄姐妹在分享说，哇，那个好像病入膏肓了，医生看不好。
And I told my brothers and sisters that, oh no, I haven't been getting better.
他们就是说那个陈牧师我看我建议你要用更那个去针灸。
And my brothers told me, you can try acupuncture.
所以就问过就是说哦在我们那个 Cerritos 有一个针灸是很不错。
And there was an acupuncture doctor I know who is really good.
所以去就针灸先让他看看一看手在麻。
And then I went to see him too.
他就说啊这个按照针灸的学理呢这个针灸呢那个身体的这个神经呢是有相对位性的。
And he told me that according to Chinese medicine, there's corresponding acupuncture points for each body part.
所以除了针灸手，还要针灸脚。
So not only he had to put needle on my hand, also on my foot.
我就开始 每一个礼拜两次去给他针灸。
And I went there two times a week.
结果针灸了两三个月之后
，Again after 2 and 3 months，
我发现我的膝盖的附近的神经是失去知觉了。
I found that I lost my sense of touch around my knees. I can't feel anything around my knee.
不但手麻，现在连脚也麻。
Not only I couldn't feel anything on my hand, but I couldn't feel anything around my knee.
我说不行了，不行了，不能再去，我就没有再去了。
And I said, oh, I can't go there anymore.
到现在还在麻。
And now it's still, I still feel numb.
已经这么多年，十几年了。
It's after so many years.
这个手没有感觉，真的很慌张。
It will cause you panic when you can't feel anything.
但是没有看到它继续烂，就是一直麻。
But you know that you continue to feel numb.
后来呢，有弟兄姐妹就会说：“哎，神父说，你知道，如果有人病，都很多蒙古医生会介绍这个，介绍这个。
”No, brothers and sisters, they keep giving me advice.
当然不是说那人是不好了，就是善意哈。后来说，牧师，你还是去看骨科的那个神经外科比较好哈。
And now a person says, why don't you go see a neurosurgeon?
然后呢，去看的找了一个医生说很不错，好，那就去看。看了以后，他就跟我说啊
，And the neurosurgeon told me,
你这个。会麻这个东西啊，看起来啊是叫做晚隧道的神经啊，这个手这里有一个隧道，这个晚隧道神经压迫造成的。
It says that you will feel numb, you feel numb because you have this pressing of nerves on your wrist.
那个英文叫做 carpal tunnel syndrome
啊，晚隧道症候症。
那。那说那怎么办呢？他说你这个啊，就是职业病。
And he says that, oh, this is something that some people would have because of your profession.
如果你右手拿 mouse 或者是你两手打这个 keyboard， 长期啊压迫这个位置啊，他这个神经啊血液通不过，而且被压着，长期就会变成麻到这个手。
If you use computer or mouse too much and you bend your wrist too much, that you could have infection of your nerves on your wrist.
所以后来这个医生就说，请注意，就是说你要戴手套，戴一个硬壳的手套。
So doctor told me to put on a guard sleeve.
然后我自己又想说，因为啊，舌头到那边呢、啊，晚上都很冷啊，可能我睡觉的时候，这个手啊，可能都弯着。
And I thought that when I was
sleeping, 白天已经压迫，晚上又压迫。
Maybe when I was sleeping, I was putting pressure on my hand as well.
所以我就开始睡觉的时候，当醒过来就赶快把手换好，这样。
So I took extra careful not to press on my wrist when I was sleeping.
现在已经不太麻了。
And now I'm almost fully recovered.
就是要去注意。
But I have to pay attention to it.
你看到人发现你的身体会没有知觉的时候是很恐慌的。
But it was very nervous to me when I knew that I couldn't feel my hands.
我们是会觉得怎么会这样？有时候甚至像这些人到最后他是被隔离是很无奈的。
And just like those lepers, when they were isolated because they lost their senses, it was something that was a sense of hopelessness that they felt.
圣经这个故事在讲，他讲到耶稣把这个大麻风的人医治好这件事情，谈到这个麻风给我们的意义是什么
？Now what is the meaning that Jesus is trying to bring out？
事实上，这个麻风病呢，在旧约圣经已经记载不少的篇幅。
In the Old Testament, we learn also a lot about leprosy.
所以我们来看一下利未记的第十三章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 13.
利未记的第十三章就讲到针对那些长大麻风病的人该怎么处理。
It taught us how to treat people who had leprosy.
好，一起念好不好
？Let's read it together.
哎，英文的哈，你也一起念来。
Anyone with such a
defiling disease,
must wear torn clothes.
他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，
Let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face and cry out.
喊叫说不洁净了，不洁净了。在定在他身上的日子，他便是不洁净，他既是不洁净，就要独居营外。哎，这个就呈现了一件事情，这个长大麻风，就今天我们所看的经文，在旧约已经有这个教导，他们就是如此的被对待。
It shows that even in the Old Testament, they would isolate people who have leprosy.
那什么是不洁净的？不洁净的呢
？And why are they called unclean?
我们再看下一章利未记第十四章。
Let's read on Leviticus chapter
14. 针对这个大麻风的人该怎么处理？
It says how they should treat the people who have leprosy.
我们从十二节开始念，然后跳到这个三十节那一段，来一起请。
Then the priest is to take one of the male lambs and offer it as a guilt offering, along with the log of oil. He shall wave them before the Lord as a wave offering.
把公羊羔宰于圣地，
He is to slaughter the lamb in the sanctuary area where the sin offering and the burnt offering are slaughtered.
Then he shall sacrifice the goat or the young pigeon,
such as the person can afford.
就是他所能犯的，一只为赎罪祭，一只为燔祭与素祭，一同献上。祭司要在耶和华面前为他赎罪。这是那有大麻风灾病的人不能将关乎得洁净之物预备够数的条例。大麻风跟什么有关？竟然要献祭。
Why do they need to give offering? What is leprosy associated with at that time?
而且不论是富有或是贫穷，都要献祭。
Whether people were rich or poor, they needed to give offering if they had leprosy.
这里有提到好几种的祭，在圣经里面，我们晓得最主要利未记前面谈到五个祭。
We read about five different type of offerings.
所以这里除了平安祭之外，通通提了。
Besides the offering of peace, they have to give.The rest of the different type of offering.
最主要的中心就是那个罪的问题。
And the center of giving offering is because of sin.
然后这个罪跟神怎么办的问题。
And how does God treat sin?
所以可见呢，麻风病在犹太人的传统来看。
So in the tradition of the Jews, Israelites,
它不只是一个身体疾病。
It's not only a physical disease.
圣经看麻风病呢，用一个很重要的，就是从信仰的层面来看。
The Bible look at leprosy from a perspective of faith.
也就是在属灵上有关的。
That it's a disease that has to do with your spirituality.
也就是啊，你那个所谓的属灵的罪，它是会传染的，是必须隔离的，而且是要去面对神来处理的。
And just like leprosy, your spiritual sin needs to be treated because it's infectious as well.
它是会影响别人的。
It will influence other people.
因此呢，这个病人被隔离，他们甚至连圣城都不可以进去。
So that they needed to isolate all those leprosies, and they cannot even enter into the Holy of Holies.
圣殿当然不能进去。
They cannot enter the temple of God.
他们被关在荒郊野外。
They were separated or left alone in the fields.
也不能和家庭，不能跟社会，甚至在会堂里面的人都不可以接触。
And they could not be in close relationship with their families and with people in the synagogue.
所以这真的是不只是身体的问题。
So it's not only a physical problem.
圣经把它定位这个大麻风，原来它是跟人的属灵有关的。
The Bible defined leprosy to be in relation with spirituality.
所以这个被感染这个大麻风的人呢，他不单是只是生理上身体被隔离。
So a person who a leper, he's not only isolated physically.
最大的打击是他心灵上被隔离。
Spiritually, he is also separated from other people.
没有人，甚至连神都将他们推到外面去。
Not only people, but even God have kind of set them apart aside.
所以呢，一旦人被感染了这个大麻风啊，他就等于是等死一条路。
So when a person got leprosy at that time, they can only wait to die.
我们在今天在这里讲这个，我们真是感觉很庆幸。
And don't you feel fortunate right now?
因为我们没有得大麻风。
Because we don't have leprosy.
我们是很健康正常的，对不对？
We're all healthy, right?
是不是？
And normal,
isn't it?
Brothers and sisters?
表面上看，我们这个人没有病，没有得大麻风。
On appearance, we are healthy. We don't have leprosy.
但是事实上，我在这里要告诉各位，事实上，我们这个人在属灵的层面上面，心灵的层面上，我们都有患大麻风的问题。
But actually, in our hearts, in our spirit, we also have leprosy.
如果讲比较熟一点，就是我们是曾经被拒绝或者目前仍然被拒绝的人，这样子的问题。
We are people who have been rejected or are rejected，
或是被抛弃过的这个问题。
Or people who have been abandoned。
美国的著名的基督徒的这个心理学家哈，他的叫名字叫 James Dobson。
There's a James Dobson who was a famous Christian psychologist。
他曾经很感叹的说，他说今天世界的文化都是叫人自卑的文化。
And he said once that the culture of the world today causes people to have low self-esteem.
他用了两个例子。
He gave two examples.
来说他为什么说今天的文化叫做这个叫人自卑的文化。
To show why the culture today makes people have self-esteem.
第一个就是所谓的聪明程度 ,IQ.
One, he brought out IQ, intelligent quotient.
就是说你书读的好不好。
It means like, are you good with, are you intelligent? Do you study well?
就好像我们华人的这个父母亲常常一认识就在问说你的孩子是读东边的佛还是读西边的佛。
Now, Asian parents, when they meet each other, they may say, ask, which school your son goes to?
Yeah, 东边的佛就是哈佛，西边的佛就是丹佛。
Does he go to Harvard or does he go to Stanford?
就开始比 right?
And they compare with each other.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
不但是如此还看一看到底那个去读那个东边佛西边佛要看你是读什么科系，是热门科系还是那个冷门科系。
And not only whether you're in good school, but what kind of major are your children in?
事实上，读名牌的大学的人多，还是读这个没有牌的大学的人多？
But how many people can get into a famous school, top-notch major?
其实99%的人都是很自卑的。
99% of people may feel low self-esteem because they're not in the top-notch schools.
因为我们不是读东边的佛，也不是读西边
的。We're not in Harvard or in Stanford.
所以很多孩子其实都有自卑。
And maybe a lot of our kids they feel low self-esteem.
甚至觉得是被排斥。
Or they feel that they are in fear, they were rejected.
甚至是有自卑感的。
And they feel low self-esteem.
甚至有着更严重自暴自弃的。
Maybe to the extent of just giving up on themselves.
第二个还会令人自卑的文化是什么呢？
And what is the second culture that causes people to have low self-esteem?
就是身材跟外貌。
Your body appearance.
是不是？
Isn't it?
现在的这个文化都是，你看这个各种媒体一打开，要不俊男，要不就是美女。
If you look at all type of media, TV, computer, you will see that all the marketing they use beautiful people.
所以时下的年轻人他们也是在疯狂追求这个。
And all the young people they also want to become beautiful.
Muscle man.
They want to have muscles, be a muscle man.
我昨天看的这个新闻说有一个华裔的牙医。得了全美的这个 muscle man 的冠军。
I just read that a Chinese dentist became the muscle man in America, won the competition.
追求美，追求俊，追求帅，看外表，这是整个的文化。
They look, they chase after becoming beautiful, becoming strong, and that's a culture.
所以很多人也在追求要去做脸啊，要去把鼻子拉高啊。
And some people go through cosmetic surgery, alter their face to look more beautiful.
要不的话就很自卑。
Or they would not have any esteem for themselves.
注重外表，注重变装等等这一些。
They want to look good. They want to have beautiful clothes and just look pretty.
最终就是失去自我。
But maybe they end up losing their self.
再加上可能你的卑微的出身，你的家庭背景也不太好。
Or sometimes they feel that they don't come from good families.
从小被唾弃。
They were despised when they were kids.
感情挫折。
They were frustrated by love relations.
婚姻失败。
That they were, they failed in their marriage.
被离弃。
They were abandoned.
甚至身心的残障。
They had disabilities.
家庭关系的破坏、破裂。
That they came from broken families.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
为数真的是不知己烦啊。
There's so many people that are going through these things.
这些都叫我们觉得被隔离。
And that make us feel abandoned.
所以我们看见这样子的光景，难道我们不像是那些所谓的长大麻风的，我们心灵像麻痹了一样的人吗？
Going through this, sometimes we feel like we are the leopards in our hearts. Our hearts are numb. We can't feel anything.
事实上我们不只是被拒绝的时候，我们也拒绝人啊。
We not only are the ones rejected, we also reject other people.
礼拜五晚上我们来很多人。
Friday night, we saw many people here.
后来出现了一个人。
And one person showed up.
一个黑人 homeless.
There was an Afro-American homeless people, a person who came.
然后他一进来站在那里就带着一种傻笑。
He came here, he was smiling.
一看就会怕，怎么一直在笑。
And maybe some of us, we may feel awkward because
然后谁跟他打招呼，他就紧紧的把你哈合一下。
And whoever who said hi to him, he would just give you a hug.
无论是老的少的，他都给你 hug.
He would give you a hug whether you're young or old.
无论是男的女的，他都给你 hug.
Whether man or female, he will give you a hug.
你怕不怕？
Were you scared?
怕不怕？
Were you scared?
身体有味道。
Maybe he smelled funny.
怕不怕？
Were you scared?
他是被拒绝的人。
Was he someone who was rejected?
是被拒绝的人。
By society.
是不是？
What's he?
是被拒绝人，你有没有拒绝他？
Did you reject him?
他会变成 homeless， 是不是一直被拒绝，所以继续做 homeless？
Maybe he was homeless because he had been rejected.
我们自己是不是 homeless？
Are we homeless？
我们是不是？
Are we homeless？
我们不是嘛，我们有 home 嘛，对不对？
We're not because we have homes.
感谢主啊！但是呢，你想想看。
We thank God, but think about this.
你拒绝过别人吧？有没有拒绝那个人？
People,
然后我们也曾经被拒绝过吧？
But we
所以我们也在一直在做拒绝别人，别人一直在拒绝我们。
We have been rejecting people, other people have been rejecting us.
所以你看到好，当我们在看这个故事的时候，我们想到，是的，我的肉体上没有麻风，我没有被拒绝，可是我的心灵在某个层面上面是麻风的被拒绝的。
Even though we are not physically leopards, but in our hearts we may be leopards.
是没有感觉的人。
We are people who have no feelings. We can't feel.
对外界没有感觉的。
We don't feel our outer environment.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这里我们看到。
So here we see.
在你还没有信主的时候。
Before you believe in the Lord.
你有罪。
You have sin.
你是与神隔绝的。
You are separated from the Lord.
不是神拒绝你。
The Lord did not reject you.
是因为你我对神的爱没有感觉。
But because we don't have any feeling toward God's love.
就是那个大麻风的属灵的意义。
And that is the meaning of leprosy in your heart.
我们曾经对主的爱没有感觉，对主的救恩没有感觉。
We did not feel love for God, and did not feel love for his salvation.
我们失去我们人生的方向，失去我们人生的价值和意义。
And we have lost our direction and value in our life.
很像那个大麻风的人，活着好像在等死。
Just like the leopards who were living but just waiting to die.
但是第三个，我们看，如今这十个大麻风，他们蒙了耶稣基督的医治。
But we also see that those 10 leopards, they were healed by Jesus.
他们都获得了新生，可以重回人群去了，可以到圣殿去敬拜了。
They have received new lives. They could go back to their normal lives and go back to the temple of God.
他们开始可以柴盐油米，开始可以吃喝玩乐，都可以正常了。
They could go back to their happy normal lives.
这个难得，这个大病一场痊愈。这个一定要喝他个三天三夜的。
Maybe after they were healed, they wanted to celebrate and just start drinking a lot or eating a lot.
但是他们心灵实质上还是没有感觉的人。
But in their heart, they are still people who did not have any feelings.
只有一个人有感觉。
Only one out of the ten have any feelings.
这个十个大麻风，九个是犹太人。
Nine of the lepers were Jews.
一个叫做撒玛利亚人。
But there's one who was a Samaritan.
圣经这里记载说只有他回来。
In the Bible, it records here that only he came back.
15节。
In verse 15.
他说内中有一个见自己已经好了就回来，大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感 谢他。
It says here,
这人是撒玛利亚人。
Now one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
只有这个犹太人所歧视的撒玛人，被排斥的这个撒玛人，只有他谦卑来到耶稣面前。
Only this Samaritan who was despised by the Jews came back to Jesus.
所以耶稣在十九节就对他说了。
And in verse 19, Jesus told him,
说起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。
He says, "Rise up and walk. Your faith has made you well."
只有他哈、啊、经历一个完全不一样的医治。
Only he experienced an entirely different healing from Jesus.
就是他哈、啊、被耶稣更大的肯定和祝福。
That he was confirmed by Jesus and blessed by Jesus.
这个大麻风的人，他回来主耶稣面前，他带着一种感恩。
Because he came back to Jesus with thankfulness.
这个感恩的行动不是使得他可以得救。
It's an action that not only caused him to be saved.
这个感恩的行动只是表明也见证他是那个真正的身心都蒙了救赎的人。
But also show to the world that he has been healed by Jesus inside out, not only physically but also spiritually.
所以呢，对救恩有反应的人，他会表现出感恩的行动。
So those people who have received salvation, they would also naturally act out, will act out upon the salvation.
所以反之呢，如果你心动却没有行动
，But if you only touch by your heart, but you don't have any physical action,
只是心里面想却没有带出行动
，If you're just thinking that you're saved, but you haven't done anything,
那就显明。
It shows
你的灵性仍然是在麻风病里面。
That maybe you are still spiritually in leprosy.
圣经常常提醒我们说要凡事谢恩。
The Bible have called us to give thanks often.
当然，我们要感谢的对象就是那个万福的本源的上帝，没错。
And we need to give thanks to the Lord, the Creator.
可是，我们也应当要向那曾经使我们在人生的路上得到帮助供应的那些人来感谢。
But we also need to remember those people who have provided for us, in our walk in life.
罗马书16章就告诉我们保罗他怎么样指名道姓来向一些帮助他在宣道的路上得到很大的供应的那些人。
In Romans 16,
来感谢他。
Apostle Paul have given thanks by naming specifically the people who have helped him.
十六章的第十一节那里就开始他就说提到一个叫做菲比的这个姐妹。
He had mentioned Sister Phoebe.
他说呢这个人呢他素来帮助很多人而且帮助了保罗。
He said that she had helped many people, including himself.
然后第三节他就开始又讲了他说呢还要问候一个人叫做百基拉一个人叫做雅居拉好这是太太跟先生问候他们安。
And he mentioned husband and wife Priscilla and Aquila and asked to, that they bring blessed,
问候他们什么呢
?And greetings to them.
主要是在最后问说他们两个夫妻啊为保罗曾经将生命的自己的景象置之度外。
Because they
不怕受自己生命受害来帮助保罗的宣教工作。
They had risked their lives for Paul to help him in his ministry.
所以他说后面最后一句话我们念好第四节就会来不但我感谢他们
says,
就是外邦的众教会
they risked their lives for me,
也感谢他们。
Not only but all churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
你看保罗他知道一切恩典都是上帝来可是呢他没有忘记从另外一个角度他没有忘记神透过一些的器皿肢体曾经帮助过他。
Paul did not forget that the people who had helped him.
弟兄姐妹们
Brother sister,
基督徒不是不食人间烟火。
Christians, we also know the world.
不是有了上帝我就不理人了。
It's not that after we know God, then we don't care about other people anymore.
不是你信了上帝跟上帝感恩你就不需要向人感谢了。
That you only need to give thanks to God and you don't need to give thanks to people.
因为我们知道一切的发生都是神的工作但是他透过许多的器皿回应神的呼召来爱我们。
Because even though it originates from God, whatever has been done to us is through people.
所以我们看这里提了当我们用感恩的心去看待每一个人你就会发现这个感恩的行动就可以回应彼此在灵里面有很多的恩感出来。
So when we give thanks, we also start to have this good thankfulness being passed around.
所以我们不但自己被人家慷慨。
So not only we need to be kind to others,
我们也可以慷慨别人。
We can also receive kindness, we can give kindness too.
有一个基督徒的这个二十世纪很有名哈，一个基督作家，他叫彭科利。
There was a Christian author called
Corey Boom.
Corey Ten Boom.
他有写过一本书叫做《密室》。
She wrote a book called The Secret Room.
他大概四五十年前出版的一本真实的故事，是他自己的故事。
It's a story about herself. It's a true story.
今天我不讲他的故事，但这个人呢，他在二十世纪是选的一百个最有影响力的基督徒之一哈。
She was one of the 100 top 100 Christian authors.
他是一个荷兰人。
She's a Dutch.
英文有很浓的荷兰腔
and have a very strong Dutch accent.
好像我们的也有很浓的这个英文有很浓的中国腔一样
Just like when we speak English, we have our own accents.
不管怎么样，他说啊，他因为很多人都说他写的这个书写的真好嘛哈。
People liked her book.
那他就说啊，其实一个传道人要一个基督作家呀，他只是神手中的一支笔而已。
But she said that I'm only a pen in the hand of God.
文章写的再怎么好，都不是这个人自己的功劳。
No matter how well I write, it's not from me. I don't take the credit.
而是神的作为和神的智慧，在我们的这个人生命里面写出那个感人的书信出来。
But it's God's wisdom and His power that I was able to that He was able to write my life through me.
所以人自己是没有什么可夸的。
So there's nothing I can be proud of, I can boast about.
所以他就讲啊，那些人生经历里面有一点收获、一点成就的人呐、啊。
So the people who may think that you are very successful right now,
如果不知感恩的话
，if you don't know how to give thanks,
那他就用一个故事来提醒他。
Then she wants to remind them with a story.
他说有一只啄木鸟
，that there was a woodpecker.
有一天在森林里面，一个大树在那里啄那个木。
And it's a woodpecker bird who's pecking on the tree.
当他呢再一次把他的这个嘴啄啊，啄在那个树木的时候啊
，So one time when the woodpecker was trying to peck the tree,
不巧啊，这时候天空啊突然一个大雷打下来、啊。
Coincidentally, there was a lightning that struck down.
那个闪光打下来，正好打到树，把这只鸟给吓坏了哈。
And then the lightning struck the tree as he pecked on the tree.
因为整棵树被劈成两半。
And that broke the tree in half.
那这只鸟一下就跳到别的树枝上去了。
And the bird was scared and flew to another tree.
那看到别的树上也有他那个啄木鸟的这个朋友在那里。
And saw another bird.
他就跟他们讲。
And he told the bird.
他有点吓得魂飞魄散，就赶快跟他们讲。
And he told the other bird.
他气呜呜的说。
He said.
说想不到我的嘴已经变得这么厉害。
That my beak had become so strong.
我刚才一碰那个树吧
，I just touched the tree.
整棵树就劈成两半。
The tree broke in half.
彭科利他就这样子讲。
And Corey said this.
说其实人的生活，我们的果效，有什么不是从天上来的能力呢
？That all the outcomes in our lives are originated from God.
每一件事情我们都可以向神感恩。
So we can give thankfulness to God everything, in everything.
无论你觉得现在好像不好
Whether you may think that you're not going through a good time,
或者你觉得现在我很满意
Or you're satisfied with your life right now,
你怎么能够说神没有在眷顾呢
How can you say that God is not watching over you?
你怎么能够说神透过一些变相的祝福让你现在留在挑战里面呢
That God is not giving you a trial through whatever you're going through right now to bless you later.
你怎么不能为现在的不顺遂感谢神呢
And why can't you thank God because of whatever you're going through right now?
对我们所拥有一切都是神那里得来的。
Because everything that we receive or own right now,
就好像这个约伯所说的，他第一章开宗明义就这样讲。
Just like Job said in the book of Job.
我们一起念好不好
Let's read it together.
来，我自身出于母胎，也必自身归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart.
当日的是耶和华，
the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。 其实我们什么都没有。
We don't have anything.
如果有，就是神赏赐的。
Whatever we have came from the Lord.
其实我们最大的恩典就得了神的救赎。
And our greatest blessing is our God's salvation.
我们可以跟天父永恒在一起。
We can be with our heavenly Father for eternity.
我们得了这宇宙中最大的宽恕。
We have the forgiveness from the creator of this universe.
也是得了他最大的慷慨为我们舍命。
And we have his kindness.
所以我们知道得了这个我们要回应他。
And because we have this, we need to respond to him.
要有行动回应他。
We need to act out.
因为我们不是属灵的没有感觉的人。
Because we're not people who have no feelings.
我们不是属灵上得了麻风病的人。
We're not people who are spiritual, who have spiritual leprosy.
我们已经被耶稣基督医治了。
We are people who have been healed by Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你对神有感恩的行动回应吗？
Brothers, do you act out of love for Jesus Christ?
不只是感恩节哦。
It's not only in this season.
每一天哦。
Today, but every day.
不止每一天哦。
Do you feel that every day?
是一生哦。
Your whole life.
我相信你能，因为你不是得了麻风病没有感觉的人。
I know that you will, because we are not spiritual leopards.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要请我们的同工啊来祷告，来用诗歌来回应神啊。
Let's pray and have a response song.